Hey, mama girl, welcome, welcome, welcome back to another Prep and Land episode. I am your host, Jamie, and this is my channel. I am an IntelliTravel independent travel agent. And like I said, this is my channel, Prep and Land, where we talk about all things from prep to land. Today, I wanted to do something a little bit different. This week, I've been dealing with a lot mentally, and it kind of took me back to the beginning, back to the basics. And I was like, we're not going there. So we're going to talk about all the things that I've been going through, and I want to be encouraging for you this day. So go ahead and grab your water, grab your popcorn, grab whatever, and come on in here and let us have good conversation. Mama girl, welcome, 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 welcome. If you have not done so already, and subscribe to the channel, mama girl, that way you can stay in the loop of all the things happening here at Prep and Land. So without further ado, let us get started. Today I want to have a little story time, a little tea talk, because this week I've been going through. And I know just from what I believe, I don't go through situations just for me to say that I've gone through them. I go through situations to be able to help others through the situations, and we all move forward together. So that's what we're doing. This week I had a lot of challenges, mentally, physically, emotionally, all the leaves of life. I had a lot of challenges, and it's caused me just like take a step back and just like stop, completely stop. Not take a back step back to assess and move forward. I took a step back and I stopped, and it took me back to when I got pregnant with my daughter, and just the struggles that I had mentally there, of feeling like I wasn't able to live my life. I wasn't able to enjoy my life in the way I would have had I just waited until marriage to have her. It is so important that we do not allow our situations, we do not allow the struggles, the challenges of life to stop us from moving forward. I express the moving forward mindset to everybody that I come in contact with, because it is your life depends on it. Your life depends on it. And this week it was just like, oh, just stop. Just stop. And one of the reasons that I stopped, one of the things that kept toiling in my mind mentally, was just the fact that I'm really out here doing this on my own. I have to do this on my own. Ain't nobody helping me. And that is a lie from the very pit of hell. But that was a thought that was going through my mind. Like, all these things are coming, all these challenges, all these obstacles, and I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I'm overcome with frustration. I'm overcome with doubt. I'm overcome with fear. I'm overcome with all these things, and I don't know what to do. So I'm just going to stand here. I'm just going to stand here because I don't know what to do. I don't know how to move. And all I had to do was ask for help. One of the things that I deal with, one of my struggles that I'm learning, that I'm overcoming day by day, day by day, is just asking for help. As a single mother, and honestly, it goes beyond that, right? Because when I was a child, I can remember I would wait to the very last minute to say, hey, I need help. I would want to be that person that didn't need any help, that had it all together, had all the things figured out. And I would wait to the very last minute if I was struggling, and it would be bad. Like, we would go in the trenches, deep down in the trenches. Like, the trench would be 6 feet. You would dig another 6 feet before I would ask for help. I know that is a terrible mindset to have. You cannot go through life. You cannot go through life without somebody helping you. You can't do it. Life is not designed that way. You are supposed to ask for help when you need the help. And even if you don't need the help, maybe you get the help to come up with a different strategy, to come with up with a strategy that'll help you get to your goal faster. But the only way to know is to ask somebody, who has been there, gone through what you've gone through, to help you get there faster. And like I said, that's one of the things that I struggle with. So today, the thing that I want you to remember, the thing that I got on here to talk to you about, is ask for help, whether it be with planning your travels, whether it be with budgeting, whether it be just needing a break from the children and not necessarily wanting to go away to do it. Ask for help. You are not meant to go through life alone. That is not the way life is designed. If life was designed that way, I am fully convinced that there would be no such thing as people. It will be one person in the earth at a time. People were not meant to go through life alone. That's why Adam had Eve. People weren't meant to go through life alone. They needed each other. They needed each other to get through life. And that's like today. Now that it's a billion, a gazillion of people. I don't know the exact count right now, but it's a whole bunch of people in this world today. And everybody has been through something there have been certain people that have gone through what you have gone through, and they can help you get through it much faster than you trying to do it on your own. But you have to ask for help. When it comes to parenting, you're supposed to ask for help if you need help. I am fully convinced that if you did not need help raising a child, you wouldn't need a man and a woman to come together to make the baby, and you wouldn't need the community surrounding you to help raise it. It was never supposed to be a solo act. It was never supposed to be I got this on my own. Ever. Never meant to be that. So the thing I want you to take away from this recording is ask for help. Don't feel like you have to go through whatever situation you are going through alone. Ask for help and continue to move forward. To exist in life, and I say this and I feel like maybe not everybody understands what I mean by existing. Simply existing in life, you're just standing there. You're stagnant. You're not moving forward. You're not moving backward. You're just there. You're existing. And that is no way for anybody to live. You need to live. That's the only way you can enjoy your life to the fullest, is by living. And living is moving forward through every challenge, through every obstacle, through every good, through every bad, through every ugly, moving forward. And that requires help when it requires help. Okay? So whether it be, like I said earlier, whether it be with raising your children, whether it be with traveling, whether it be with the fun in your life, whether it be with the finances in your life, whether it be with developing your social networks, whatever area of life, spiritually, physically, financially, socially, emotionally, all the areas of your life, whatever area you need help with, seek the help. And don't feel like you have to do it on your own. You don't. That's the message that I have for you today. Is don't allow yourself to get stuck, and ask for help when you need the help. Because the help can help pull you. Can help pull you out of the rut that you're in. In the stuck that you're in the pit that you're in, can help pull you out and help you move forward through whatever situation you're going through. Okay? Now, And saying all of this, mama girl, if one of the areas that you need help in is traveling and making sure that you have a trip that is authentic to you and your family, that is in your budget, all the things, I can help you with that. All you need to do is go to my website, www.prepandland.com. Reach out to me. Let us connect and let us get you on this traveling adventure of a lifetime for you and your family today. That's it. That's all I have for you today, mama girl. Again, thank you so much for listening to my story. I hope that it has inspired you to continue to go after all the things that you want, whether it be travel or whatever inspires you, whatever motivates you, whatever brings joy to your spirit. Honey, go after it. Do not stop. And use help. Help is there. If I am fully convinced that if we were not meant to leverage the help that is around us, we wouldn't exist. I am fully convinced that it'll probably be like one person at a time in the world, because we wouldn't need anything. We would be self-sufficient. That's not the way life is. We are supposed to ask for help. We are supposed to lean on our help until we get it. That is the beauty of living life and actually living life, not just existing. So again, like I always say, choose to make life an experience and experience the life that you choose. Don't just exist. Live. Until next time, mama girl. Peace.